So this week, the big screen, in a sense, will open a really important window on the civil rights movement back in the 1960s.
What your husband say you can pay?
Johnny doesn't know I'm bringing in help.
And what Mr. Johnny gonna do when he come home and find a colored woman in his house?
It's not like I'd be fibbing. I just want him to think I can do this on my own. I really need a maid.
It's an excerpt from the movie The Help. It's based on the best-selling novel by Catherine Stockett. It's about African-American domestic workers in Mississippi during the 1960s. It's a story of family. It's a story of servitude. It's a story of empowerment and civil disobedience. And again, the movie opened this week, but it opens wide on the weekend. Lisa Krissoff Bem, how is this novel, The Help, influential to you?
Well, I think it's really important for us to understand the history of working women in general. When I worked on the book, I was thinking I'm working at the juncture of urban history, African-American history, women's history, and labor history. It seemed really obvious to me to go and talk with our oldest generation of working women who worked outside the home for wages and see what their story was.
And in fact, Lisa's book, Making a Way Out of No Way, African-American Women and the Second Great Migration, is literally a documentary study of domestic workers in Mississippi that exactly mirrors the Catherine Stockett novel, right?
Yeah, I was struck when I first read the book. I said, this is what I really did. This is what happened to me.
And one of the people you talked to is Inez Crockett-Smith. Good morning, Inez.
Good morning.
Are you excited about this movie? Do you think you're going to see yourself in some sense or some members of your family?
You know what? I saw the movie. I saw so many different things. I saw my aunt Daisy. I saw my aunt Retta. I saw myself. I remember shelling peas.
Really?
Helping to prepare dinner.
So Inez Crockett-Smith, whose voice you're hearing there, is a former domestic worker in Mississippi. You're a teenager, right? And, you know, we share something. At age 22, I understand you moved to Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's where I grew up.
You are kidding.
Yeah.
Where did you live?
Well, this is a perfect story. I lived in East Grand Rapids, so you know what that says, right?
Oh, yes, I do.
There you go. And what part of town did you live in?
I live right in the urban. I'm downtown.
Downtown?
Off of Lafayette and Wealthy Street.
Know it well. Know it absolutely well. Well, tell us the story, Inez, of how... being a domestic worker in Mississippi, you really had to negotiate two families, more than one family. Inez?
Well, as a teenager, I went to work with one of my aunts, my Aunt Daisy, who worked for this family. And I was a kid, and she showed me what I had to do every day. So I took on that, and while she worked in one part of the room, in one part of the house, I would have to go and do bathrooms or either watch the children. So, just helping her out with maybe in a bedroom, making up the beds, vacuuming or what have you. It was hard work. And, I just did this in the summertime because my mother made me go with her to help her out. the funny thing is, I don't even remember what they paid me. I guess Daisy paid me when I think about it.
Well, it probably was way below minimum wage, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh. You know, to this day, I really don't know what Aunt Daisy was paid. Because, see, they had a system. They paid a maid whatever the wages was. I'm sure it wasn't any more than about 25 cents an hour.
Let's talk to the expert, Lisa Krissoff Bem, urban studies professor at Worcester State University. You actually interviewed Inez and others like her. What were the wages?
Well, they were very, very low, and they ranged drastically. But in 1950, still, the average woman made only $13 a week. And a lot of women, this is a story we don't get in The Help, but a lot of women decided because of conditions in the South and the pay there that they would move to the North. So we have about 5 million African-Americans, some say the majority of them women, moving from the South to the urban North. And the sad thing is they were often still working as domestic workers in the North, so they weren't changing their jobs necessarily. But in the North, you could typically make in a day what you would make in a week in the South.
Wow.
So that made some of the move worth it.
Lisa, quickly, in the stories that you heard, and I want to get Inez's view personally on this, how difficult was it to maintain loyalty to your own family and the family that these domestic workers eventually bonded with in many cases?
Yeah, I think it's very hard. I think the movie overplays the idea of family. I think perhaps more of the white people felt that their domestic workers were family, and a lot of the African-American women did not feel that the people they worked for were family. Addie Smith, who came from North Carolina to Worcester, she told me when she moved, and she moved for the wages, she left five children back in North Carolina and left them with her mother and never lived in the same state as her children again. So this was very difficult.
Inez, does that sound familiar to you?
Yes. I mean, you know, you were a maid. Your job came first. Their family came first. And, you know, many times children were neglected. My aunt had to neglect three kids. And by me being the second oldest niece, I would help them study. Basically, I was the babysitter for the family, so I helped Janice and Jerry and Keith with their homework. My mother worked shortly as a maid, and she said, "Nope, this is not for me." She went to cosmetology school.
And you went on to earn a master's at Michigan State, right?
Excuse me?
You went on to earn a master's at Michigan State?
Yes, I did.
Well, congratulations to you. Inez Crockett-Smith and Lisa Krisoff-Bem, I gather both of you would recommend this movie?
Well, I like the movie a little more than the book because it didn't have the problem with the dialect. At first, I was a little off-put in the book, and a lot of people have commented on this. Having spent 10 years interviewing women and writing down every word they said, I felt that the book had a trouble and that wasn't exactly how women spoke. But Viola Davis and Octavia Spencer are such wonderful actresses. I think they mitigate this problem with their wonderful acting in the movie.
Lisa Krisoff-Bem, Urban Studies professor at Worcester State University, author of Making a Way Out of No Way, African American Women and the Second Great Migration. Thumbs up to you, Inez, about the movie?
I liked it, but to me, you know, looking at women go off to work in such cute little uniforms and high heel shoes, that wasn't realistic.
I'd like to see your movie, Inez. Inez Crockett-Smith, former domestic worker in Mississippi. As a teenager at age 22, she married, moved north with her husband to Grand Rapids, Michigan, lived on the other side of town from where I lived, and eventually got a master's degree in curriculum and education from Michigan State University. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.